This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. is planning to step up sanctions on Myanmar, this time targeting business conglomerates controlled by the military. Two sources familiar with the matter said Wednesday that the U.S. will blacklist Myanmar's economic corporation and Myanmar's economic holdings and will freeze any assets here in the United States. The U.S. has already slapped targeted sanctions on top military generals in response to the military coup overthrowing the democratically elected government. The coup has sparked widespread uprising, and security forces have cracked down on protesters, killing more than 270 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military technological threats to NATO following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday. Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan also featured high on the agenda, and U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban in 2020. Blinken said the situation is under review and the U.S. would consult with NATO allies. North Korea conducted an apparent short-range ballistic missile test early Thursday, its first such launch during the Biden administration. Japan's prime minister said the North fired the two ballistic missiles that fell well outside Japan's waters. This is North Korea's first ballistic missile test in about a year, although it has more recently fired smaller projectiles. The launches come as the Biden administration's in the final stages of its North Korea policy review. For more news, please.